Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Hello there, and welcome to Capital Irish. It's Andy Linton here, and as always, I'm glad you've joined us for our programme. Thanks to our sponsors who make all this possible. I've got Eilish Cassidy in the control room providing all the technical know-how, and thanks to her as well. I've had guests on the last few times I've been here, but this time I'll just be playing some music and chatting about some of the tracks and chatting about some stuff in general. By the end of July, for the last few years, Belfast Tradfest has seen a week of concerts and ceilidhs, workshops and sessions across the city. And of course, the idea of a summer school with this sort of activity isn't new. Events like Willie Clancy Week in Milltown Malbay and the Joe Mooney Summer School in Drumshambo, to name a couple, have been running for many years. But it's nice to see an event like this in Belfast and it having success, where people can get together to celebrate Irish culture. And of course, once it's finished, hot on its heels, there's the Féile, which has been running for many years in West Belfast. So there's a couple of weeks or 3 weeks of all sorts of activities going on there. And I've had great reports from some friends who've been at both these events. And in fact, many of the performers you would see at Belfast Tradfest have taken part in Ceolan Áas here in Nelson over the years. I was looking at the website and I spotted one of the tutors from our fiddle class in Nelson this year was prominently featured on the front of the website. So there's plenty of negative news about activities up in the north, the failure of Stormont and the fact the DUP won't go back in and all that sort of stuff, and the sort of attendant problems with services and lack of budget and so on. So the list goes on, but it's nice to see something positive going on as well. So just using Belfast as a sort of a reference, I've been listening to a great Belfast flute player called Harry Bradley. And so I thought we'd start with some music from an album he was involved with from about 10 or 11 years ago called The Taproom Trio. There's him, a fiddle player called Jesse Smith, and John Blake playing accompaniment. Harry's a great percussive flute player, and I just love the way he drives the rhythm on this track. It's called The Sailor on the Rock and the Fisherman's Lilt, and we'll have a listen to that now. Thank you. So there you have it, Sailor on the Rock, Fisherman's Lilt from the Taproom Trio. And before we leave Belfast, a few programmes ago I talked about going to see the movie Belfast, and I see it's going to turn up on Netflix in the next couple of weeks. So if you missed it at the cinema, here's another chance to see it. I think I might actually watch it again. I enjoyed it when it came around the first time. And it's a sort of stylized view of what, I suppose it's the view of a 9-year-old boy of what went on in the early days of the Troubles in Belfast. So it's not a documentary about what went on or expect sort of terrible realism, but certainly his view of it. Now, this week I went to see a very different movie. I went to see the Barbie movie and enjoyed it a lot. It's a very different beast, but in a sense sort of stylized and surrealistic, of course, and some great performances from Margot Robbie, and I thought Ryan Gosling was fantastic in it. It's certainly a movie, I think, for adults and not for you to take your kids, especially your daughters, who are very keen on Barbie. I suspect a lot of it will go over their heads. Now, in one scene, Ken says he's been reading a book, and you can actually see a book in his hands. And I've been told if you look really, really carefully at the book, it's a book called Man and Horse. And that's a book that was written by a friend of mine who lives down in Dunedin. He's an American guy called John Eganis, and it tells the story of John's trip across America in 1974 with his horse Gizmo, where he rode from California over to the east coast of the States, and his adventures and so on the way. And it's a good read. You can sort of find it to read as an ebook, but you can also get a paper copy. And John's originally, as I say, from the States, and he's a very fine musician in the sort of Americana style, country sort of style, and he's played with some great musicians. He's worked as a saddle maker. I think he was a submariner in the US Navy at one stage as a young man. And he's been teaching music down at the university in Otago in the school music department. So apparently Ryan Gosling was very taken with the book, and there's reports he'd like to see it turned into a movie, so that may be kind of an interesting thing to watch for. I think John was quite tickled with the idea. So you can find John's music on Bandcamp, and we'll put a link up for it. And remember, if you're buying music online, and you can do it via Bandcamp, the artist gets a much better deal from them than they would from what happens if you play stuff on Spotify or Apple Music or any of those things. So here's John coming up now with a track called The Dark Side of the Moon, and it's got absolutely nothing to do with the Pink Floyd song of the same name.
I'm working up the nerve to ask you out. Me and you with nothing to do, it's what I've been dreaming about. It's the way you were at the start, it's that thing you do, it's the way you've stolen my heart. I've got a crush on you. You and me, we'll fool around, while away the afternoon, count stars when the sun goes down, from the dark side of the moon, from the dark side of the moon. If the wind were playing a song, would you take a chance? Would you let me take your hand? Could I have this dance? And if I got lost in your charms, could we be friends? I'd see that you were safe in my arms, and that the dance never ends. You and me, we could fool around, while away the afternoon, count stars when the sun goes down, from the dark side of the moon. From the dark side of the moon. The stars that shine above, their light our puppy love. There's a place where the universe ends. In my dreams, somewhere, with music like the soft summer winds that blow through your hair. You and me, we could fool around, while away the afternoon, count stars when the sun goes down, from the dark side of the moon. When the sun goes down, to the dark side of the moon, to the dark side of the moon, to the dark side of the moon.
So, dark side of the moon. Back in June, I became a granddad for the first time, which has been sort of kind of exciting and sobering at the same time. Exciting because there's a brand new member in our family, and also it's a kind of reminder of my own mortality and advancing years. It's also made me think about the world my grandson's going to grow up in and how it's changing very rapidly, and how we're not doing enough to deal with climate change and the associated problems. I'm not going to try and tell you how we should need to fix that, but it just made me think about it. One thing I think I am able to do for him is safeguard his Irish citizenship by getting his parents to get him onto the register of foreign births. If you've a new baby in the family born outside Ireland, I think this is well worth doing in their first few months. And one way you can do that is if there's a grandparent who was born in Ireland, the child gets that right and you can do it. And then he or she becomes a citizen and in due course can get their passport. Again, I'll stick a link up for that on the Facebook page. Now, over the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of tributes to Sinead O'Connor. I think maybe a lot of people weren't so keen in paying tribute to her while she was still alive. But anyway, there we go. But I've got a great live version of her singing Raglan Road. This was recorded in concert in 1998, and the backing's provided by Martin Hayes on the fiddle and Dennis Cahill on the guitar. And of course, Dennis is sadly no longer with us. He died last year. So it's turned into a bit of an obituary programme here, but we'll hear this track, and it's Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road. Lightly along the light of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I'm not making hay. Oh, I loved too much by so. I gave her gifts of the mind. I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the truth. Gods of sound and stone. For I gave her poems to say, with her own name there and her dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where all ghosts meet, I see her walking now. Away from me so hurriedly, my reason must die. A creature made of clay. When the angel was a clay, he lost his wings at the dawn of day.
So Sinéad O'Connor with Raglan Road, that great poem from by Patrick Kavanagh, and the music for that was written by Luke Kelly from the Dubliners many years ago, and his version's a pretty good one too. Next week I'll have been living in New Zealand for 34 years. When I first came, I made a commitment, work-wise and stuff, to be here for at least 3 years. But somehow it's turned out to be much longer. My wife says that she was here about a month and she felt the roots going out of her toes down into the ground. So really I was stuck with being here, I think, even if I'd wanted to go. But it's been good and I've enjoyed it. And New Zealand's been good to me. And I suspect many people who are migrants feel that way too. And it's actually been 49 years since I left Ireland in 1974. There was a huge exodus at that time as people sort of voted with their feet to get away from some of the worst times of the troubles in terms of the number of people hurt and injured and killed and stuff. And like many people who emigrate or go away from home, there's always that underlying longing for home. And sometimes it's a nostalgia for what might have been, or it's about missing family and friends, or even just sort of things like the landscape and the way that light happens and a whole bunch of stuff like that. I know when I go back, there's a few things I can't get to eat or drink here. And when I get back, I quite like to find those and seek them out. I'm not sure it'd be worth going back for, but, you know, there you go. That's the way. So here's a great song sung by Andy Irvin, who was sort of came to prominence, I suppose, with Planxty and then later with a band called Patrick Street. And this is what this one's coming up is, about a man who's been living away from home. He's the song's set in the States. He's living in Indiana and his longing to go home just gets stronger and stronger. And I suppose he's got older and his children have maybe grown up and left. And he decides to put a plan into action to make his dream of going back a reality. And so the song's all about that. I hope we've got time for all of it. But if not, hunt it out and listen to the song. There's a great song called The Dream / Indiana, originally by Patrick Street with Andy Irvin singing. And here we are.
Swiftly, and the heron treasures from my homeland. All your in the harbor, I will look back upon that shore. I'll feel sadness that I'm leaving your green land. But when the ship lies on the ocean, and each day we're out on the sea, all the dreams I've had for years now, drawing nearer.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.